4C, Culture Corner. Exercise 4, page 72.
Haunted London. London dates back to Roman times and has a long, often violent and tragic history. For this reason, it is believed by some to be one of the most haunted capital cities in the world. There are hundreds of stories of ghosts in old buildings, parks, streets, graveyards and even theatres and tube stations. If you aren't too afraid, read on. The Tower of London. From medieval times to the early 20th century, the Tower of London has had a long, cruel history of imprisonment, trials, executions, and torture. It's no wonder then that sightings of ghosts are a common occurrence here. One of the most frequently seen ghosts is the headless Anne Boleyn, the unlucky wife of Henry VIII, who was beheaded at the Tower in 1536. There is also the White Lady, whose perfume is said to fill the air surrounding the White Tower, and who was once spotted waving to a group of children visiting the opposite building. Stories of ghostly goings-on at the Tower of London are several and still occur today. The Theatre Royal, Drury Lane. This theatre first opened its curtains to the public in 1663 and is therefore London's oldest working theatre. Many phantoms supposedly make their presence felt during the performances here. Some say that Joseph Grimaldi, a mischievous clown who died in 1837, often kicks actors, ushers and cleaners from behind as they work. Another clown, Dan Leno, who was famous for his clog dance, can sometimes be heard practicing his routine over and over again. The theatre's most famous ghost, however, is the Man in Grey, who only appears at the beginning of a successful performance. Unlike most ghosts, he does not make people freeze in terror and is seen as a welcome addition to the theatre.